Bring an eye and a catcher in the rye. Eisenhower vaccine. England's got a new queen. Marciano Liberace, satire. Rockefeller, Campanella, communist bloc. Roy Khan, Juan Perón, Toscanini, Dacron, Dien Bien Phu, Falls Rock around the clock. Einstein, James Dean, Brooklyn's got a winning team. Davy Crockett, Peter Pan, Elvis Presley, Disneyland, Bardo, Budapest, Alabama, Khrushchev, Princess Grace, Peyton Grace, Trouble in the Suez.
We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning.
Hello, and welcome to Mona and Noah Save the World.
Yay!
You're listening to 91.5 FM WFMO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
We are so excited to be back. Can you hear me?
Okay, here we go. This is better. Yes.
Okay, because I had on a headset. I could not hear anything. I was like, am I yelling into the void? But I'm not.
Wonderful.
And I'm glad to know that. We are so excited for our second show.
Yeah, speaking of yelling into the void,
yes.
Sometimes it feels like it. Today, we're having conversations on political themes.
That was such a good transition. What are some of the themes we're going to be discussing?
Well, we opened up with We Didn't Start the Fire
of
by
course,
Billy
a
Joel.
Classic.
A classic. About how times change, kind of, and events that are remembered in history and like key events. And so there's really all sorts of events now that we're on the cusp of, especially with the midterm elections coming up.
This Tuesday, November 6th, vote.
Fill out absentee ballots, fill out real ballots.
Early voting, other voting.
All sorts of ways to be electorally involved.
Yes. A funny story is that I was in a comedy show last night, but the title was poll dancing, as in poll as in P-O-L-L, to encourage people to vote. But I forgot when I changed my profile picture on Facebook and to, you know, promote the show, but I forgot to mention that it was a show, like a comedy show. And a lot of my Facebook friends were like, this is so great that you're so politically involved. And I was like, oh no, I've misled the public. But I think it was fine. I think it's all...
Did you get a lot of laughs?
So I get a lot of laughs. It was a great show. TFL, shout out. Tufts Female Comedy Sketch Group. And yeah, now, but this tonight, I'm going to make up for it by discussing politics.
Very nice.
Being politically engaged, politically active.
Yes. Both inside the electoral sphere and how we can vote and write to our senators and congresspeople.
Yes.
And all of that jazz. And
all very good.
Harass our Facebook friends if we have them.
Yeah.
About go vote like this, or don't vote for this person.
But then there's the other side.
There's the
rogue way to be politically involved.
Yes, working maybe outside of the system because you think the system won't accommodate the sort of change you want. And civil disobedience is a theme.
Civil disobedience is so interesting.
Definitely.
Okay, so we listened to We Didn't Start the Fire. What is that song about? I've heard it many times, and I've never, like, sat and listened to the words. I've just been like, oh, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. So
that song.
Let's see. Oh, now there's pressure on me to kind of get this right.
Let's see. I'll pull up the lyrics. We'll have a nice discussion.
Good move.
We didn't start.
I mean, I think the idea of We Didn't Start the Fire is, like, time keeps happening. Mm-hmm. We can't stop it. We didn't start it. It's just there, and we have to do with it what we can, kind of. Okay. Although I think a lot of the events listed in the song are more scandalous events than, like, sort of...
There's a long list.
Definitely.
Have everything from Nixon to Marilyn Monroe to The Catcher in the Rye. So what's linking all these together? We think it's controversy?
A lot of them are definitely controversial.
I like the idea, though. I think I like the idea, and I think it's really relevant to today, that even though we didn't start any of these issues, that's not an excuse to not fight against
them. Yeah, I mean, if there's a fire burning, doesn't matter who started it.
You gotta get rid of it.
Someone has to put it out.
Or else they're gonna get burned.
Definitely.
Very interesting. Yeah, I guess, again, it is interesting how we consume music, because none of these words had really registered to me.
Really? See, I like to try to sing along to the song as much as I can.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, maybe I haven't heard it enough, like, rock and roll cola wars? I don't know, I don't even know what that means.
I think some history classes, for like a final project, they'll just have you analyze a verse of the song and like find out what all the events were.
That's a really good project because I don't know any of them. So, have you heard, though, there is a song on the radio that's been kind of heralded as the kind of modern, like not modern, like kind of a song that came out only like a few weeks ago that people already are like, maybe this is this generation's We Didn't Start the Fire. I think we should give it a listen at some point.
Definitely.
You're
talking about the 1975's Love It If We Made It.
Yes.
Yes. Something Mona introduced me to. Somehow I had not heard it before.
Well, it came out like 2 weeks ago.
True. Actually, before the last show, it came up.
It did?
As we were planning for this week's show, it came up.
Yeah.
The music of change, of unhappiness, and like a desire to change, or just music of like, this song is called Vote. I don't think I've ever heard it.
This song is called, first of all, I can't hear it. Is it playing? Oh, it is playing, okay. My bad, I'm just dumb. That's good. That's a good level.
Good level.
That's a good level. It was a little faint. This song is from Crazy Rich Asians, which is not a movie about politics in any way. And to be honest, I don't know if the lyric, I kind of looked at the lyrics, it's kind of like, I'd vote for you. It's not political, but the song is called Vote.
Vote.
So
voting is important.
Voting is important. Let's listen to Love It If We Made It. I highly recommend watching the music video. Unfortunately, we cannot do that.
This is radio. Although I recommend to you, the music video is definitely worth giving a watch. It's the 1975's Love It
It's
If We Made It.
It's one of those things that you have to watch like many times to understand.
There's definitely a lot happening.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready. Let's do it.
We got it.
We're trying.
We're working on it.
Okay. Let's unpack. So unlike We Didn't Start the Fire, I actually did, you know, when I listened to this song, I was like, oh my God, what is this? So I looked it up and I did research. So I'm more informed on this song than on that song.
Very nice.
Which, yes, it's always good to discuss things you are informed on. So let's unpack. Yeah, when I first heard this song, I was shook. I was in the as the colloquial children say, I was shook. Shooketh. Yeah, there's a... I think last week we kind of mentioned hopeless optimism. Last week we kind of mentioned hopeless optimism, which, remind us what that is.
So hopeless optimism is sort of the idea that, like, you know, things are in a pretty bad state, kind of, and there's
like today
a lot of problems, and you're kind of hopeless. Like, it is a fair situation to be hopeless in, but refusing to give up still and being optimistic and saying, well, things are bad, but maybe we can change them for the better.
Beautifully said. So I feel like this song perfectly encapsulates that, right?
Definitely. It's like a lot of despair.
So much despair.
All these problems.
But then the chorus is just, I'd love it if we made
Which isn't necessarily like, we're gonna make it.
No.
It's not, oh, we got this. Like, we can still do it. It's, you know, like,
I hope we can make it.
I'd love it if we could. Maybe we won't. Which is scary.
I know it is scary.
Definitely scary.
It's scary, but it's also, I think the idea that, you know, I think knowing that people out there want to make a difference is empowering, because even if against all odds there's someone saying, I'd love it if we could do this, I think that's...
And we need to be honest. The time for, like, being naive and saying, oh, it's not really a problem, nothing is wrong, everything's fine. If there is a problem and you pretend there isn't one, you're just going to make the problem worse.
I think one of the lines that's mentioned often throughout the song is modernity has failed us. And I think that's so interesting because, you know, maybe it has. We have exciting news. We are getting a caller. So while Noah picks up the call, I'm going to transition into talking about when Noah and we wanted to play this song, but this song is explicit and we're not allowed to play explicit music on air according to the rules and regulations. And so Noah and I were faced with this dilemma because on the one hand, we wanted today's show to be about civil disobedience and rebellion and resistance. And on the other hand, we don't want to get kicked off our show. We would love to keep having our show. So, you know, what we ended up kind of deciding was, you know, okay, we'll play the clean version. We're not going to not play it, but we tried to play the clean version. I think it's interesting because those are the kinds of decisions, you know, that this is a very small decision, but those are the kinds of decisions that play out, that we see playing out on our political platform. Those are my thoughts. You know, normally at this point I would say, Noah, what are your thoughts? But he's still on the phone. He's smiling though. So listeners, he's having a good chat. Do not fear. We're almost there. He's back. Wow. Tell us, Noah. Tell us about that conversation.
We had a caller from New York. I think for you, Baba.
Oh my God, my grandfather? Oh.
He said he loved last week's show, loved the older sounding music and to keep up the great work.
That is so wholesome. See, okay, in my opinion, those are the kind of little things that make me be like, we gotta keep fighting.
We can't just give up.
If my grandfather can call and say he loves listening to our show, there is still good in the world. We just gotta find it. Thank you so much, Babu, for calling. That means so much to me. I wish I had been able to pick it up, but next time. So Noah, I was just rambling to the listeners that.
Sorry about that.
Giving my monologue on our dilemma with this song.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to transition into an anecdote. Would you like to tell the anecdote?
Sure. While Love It If We Made It was playing, we did have a caller. And they,
not my grandfather.
No, another caller.
I know, we're popular.
It's a busy night.
It's a busy night.
If you want to call in, 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9636.
We can't get too overconfident. We've already had such success with our callers. But we had a caller. Tell us about the caller.
I mean, this is a radio line, so the frequency isn't the best, but to my knowledge, it was a younger person.
We love these.
Calling to request a great song, which we will play next. In the idea of civil disobedience, what can be the consequences, I guess, sometimes, you know?
Sorry. The connection is that as we were listening to this caller, we were thinking, you know, this is maybe, we don't know again, but this is maybe a young child listening with their parents. And it's like, maybe their parents wouldn't be thrilled that we're playing this song that has, you know, very heavy themes, very, you know, sometimes kind of scandalous, vaguely explicit, but not explicit because we played the not explicit version. You know, so yeah, you know, it's great to engage in civil disobedience, but at the same time, it's like, I think it leads to who's your audience for your message.
Definitely.
You want your message to reach a large audience.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you have to kind of adjust the message for it to reach an audience.
Indeed.
So that was our transition. That was our connection between that caller story and civil disobedience. But we would love to play your request, caller. And so without further ado, we're going to play Space Oddity, David Bowie.
Sorry about that. We might have had the wrong song. This should be Space Odyssey by David Bowie.
Planet Earth is
Well, that was a beautiful song.
Such
and
a beautiful
song. So sorry to our caller that we messed it up. To be honest, when the song, quote unquote, it was not the song, first came on, I was like, wow, David Bowie has such a modern feel. Like, this is not what I expected at all. And then it soon became clear that that was just simply not the song. However, I'm glad that we did eventually get to play it and listen to it. And yes, so we did just, we are so sad because we did just hear, a beautiful call from Ito, who was here last week.
Our special guest.
Our special guest from last week, who, his place is empty. However, he did not make it on the air and the phone line broke. So
yes.
Thank you for calling, Ito.
We definitely appreciate it.
And we hope to, and Olivia.
Yes.
We hope to talk to you soon. So yeah, let's unpack some more things.
Sort of go back.
Let's go back to our, let's bring up, oh, I was thinking of something while that song was playing, because I was thinking, that's not a song we intended to play, obviously, because it was a request. Mm-hmm. And at first we were like, but this doesn't fit in with our theme. And then as I was playing, I was like, yeah, and that's okay, because you can't have one, like, super streamlined message all the time. There's going to be other messages to hear.
The world
other
isn't
voices.
So neat and tidy and perfect.
No, it's not. Like, you can't just sit and be like, we're only playing songs related to X, because if a caller calls in, like, that's an honor. Like, I'm honored that we got to play that song and that someone got to listen to it and be like, that's my song playing on the radio. And, like, to me, that's more important than, you know, being
yes.
like, we're only going to do X, Y, and Z. So on that note, if anyone else has any song in any genre, anything, we would love to play it, because that was so much fun to hear that song.
True. Speaking of being a radio show.
Speaking of it being 7:30 p.m.
This is our half hour PSA. WMFO is doing a donation drive. So, yes. Mona, can you talk to us about that a little bit?
I am so excited to. I'm going to put on my announcer theater voice. It's WMFO's annual fundraising drive, and we'd like to ask you to support Freeform Community Radio Woo. With a 100% tax-deductible donation. You'll be helping to bring an incredibly wide variety of music, social commentary, live local bands, alternative politics, and other high-quality program to the airwaves. Plus, all donations are completely tax-deductible, and any gift of $1 or more will get you WMFO goodies in return. So please donate online at donate.wfo.org. Personally, I think you should absolutely download, and I'm not downloading.
Download?
Oh my God, donate. I need to, anything you should absolutely donate. And it's not just because I'm biased that I'm on this radio show. I think that supporting.
Definitely not.
No, I think that supporting local
money
businesses.
Money never influences the messages that we have.
No.
Ha, 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 ha.
Well, let's talk about like local businesses and local organizations and stuff. I feel like that's a political theme, because a lot of times, in politics are so influenced by like big money, big campaigns.
Definitely.
Corporate X, Y, and Z. Where's the money? And then you have smaller local, less money organizations doing great things too. So what are your thoughts?
I think there's definitely a problem, I would say, in how money influences our politics.
Yes.
This is my opinion. I think I'll put the disclaimer out there. Maybe others do not have this idea.
I think many do.
I think most do.
I think many do.
I think unless you're
all
taking money from people directly.
Unless you're one of the people who might be benefiting. I think that's a totally
valid and sort of widespread idea. That
widespread.
Maybe we should all have the same voice, and people with more money shouldn't have more voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the idea like, oh, we're all equal, but some people are more equal than others.
Animal Farm.
Which a lot of people maybe have opinions on what Animal Farm is meaning by that.
Interesting.
But as far as money and politics is concerned, I mean, studies have come out. I think Harvard did a report. Maybe it was Yale. I should actually find it, because it's irresponsible of me to just say studies exist, because that doesn't really help anybody.
Mm.
But I have personally read studies that essentially say, if a bunch of poor people want something, well, it doesn't, the rates of it happening don't really change, but the second some big money gets interested in something, that's when change kind of happens.
So then the question, I guess, is, you know, do you think it's ethical for these kinds of causes to search for the big money if it's to advance their cause, but at the same time maybe benefiting them as well?
I mean, it depends on sort of your ideals. If you're interested in, like, a fair and just democracy where everybody has equal representation and say in government, I would say that big money could maybe not be the most conducive to that, as it can give certain groups more influence than others. But if it could maybe be a testament, if a lot of people could raise a lot of money to try to get a point across, there's power in that too.
I guess it's hard because I think sometimes, you know, you have a cause and you want to make it be heard, and the only way to make it be heard is to play the game, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
But then the question is, how much are you playing the game before the game starts playing you?
Definitely. 100%.
Very interesting.
Very wise, Mona.
Thank you
and
so
very,
much.
And very accurate. Very
I
accurate.
I think, again, it goes back to, you know, our earlier discussion about the playing the explicit music on the air. It's like, when are you going to cross the lines and when are you going to play the game?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hard to know. I think earlier in dinner, I think I said something like, well, you know, you can break the little rules, but, you know, you don't break the big rules. And Noah was like, no, it's the opposite. You got to break the big rules and you keep, you know, and not mm-hmm. break the little
no,
rules.
No when to... Because if you break the little rules, then you could take yourself out as a player in the game. Like if you do something smaller, but it like causes you to get arrested, you know, which I mean can happen. There are lots of situations, like if people chain themselves to a tree and refuse to move, you can be arrested for that. And maybe that's a fight that you think is worthy, but maybe now because you're in jail or now because you have a criminal record, there's a lot that you can't do. And you have to definitely say, well, was it worth it? Or should I maybe have saved my civil disobedience for a time when I can maybe have a greater impact?
Interesting, but at the same time, I think the counter argument to that, which is more just, I think how many people live their lives is, okay, I'll break the little rules, I'll drink under the age of 21, I'll whatever. Clearly, I'm not a big rule breaker.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm going to just... That's okay because at the end of the day, I'm a law-abiding citizen. And there are two very different points of view.
I guess it's interesting to discuss, like, is legality morality?
Yeah, we had that on our list of things to discuss. Mm-hmm. Morality versus law. Sometimes you think the law isn't moral. Sometimes... You know, your morals don't align with the law.
If a law you think is unjust, do you have to follow it? Should you follow it?
I wish I had the answer to this.
Well, I mean, what might be... I mean, let's say we all more or less probably have sped when we're driving.
Of course.
Because morally, we think, well, it's fine if I'm going 2 or 3 miles over the speed limit.
Okay.
No one's really going to get hurt. And, like, I think that's valid reasoning and we justify that to break the law. You know,
but
it technically is breaking the law.
But I think another thing with that is there's small consequences for breaking that law.
True. For some, I mean, some people's speeding ticket could be economically debilitating.
Interesting. Okay, I do have a question for you, Noah. So I noticed that you put this song, Viva La Vida by Coldplay, on the playlist. And I love this song. This is one of my favorite songs. But what is it about this song that makes it related to the theme? Not to be a stickler about the theme. I know I just gave a big speech about, oh, the theme doesn't really matter. But I am curious because you added it for the purpose of the theme.
Well, I believe it's about a king who has been dethroned by the people.
Really?
That is the message I believe I get from this song.
I never understood what this song was about
at all. I think it's in some way about
a
sort of monarchy in turmoil.
Monarchy in turmoil. Yes. That probably makes sense. I had, you know, as an 8-year-old child, I did try to, like, read the song, and I didn't really understand it.
This this song wasn't out when you were 8. When you were like 11.
Really? What year?
Oh, I don't know.
2000. It literally says 2008.
No way. Well, really?
It's 2008.
Don't make me feel old.
I know. Wow. I was 8. You were 8.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Whoa.
Well, I do still want to talk about legality and morality.
Oh, yes. Sorry. I got distracted by the song. Yes. I love it. Okay, but I know, but it's such a hard question. It's like, I don't know. I guess I think it's a very individual question. Each person person has a different idea, but...
I mean, here's a question, Mona.
Okay.
If you had kids and a family, and they were starving, do you think it is moral, not legal, but do you think it's moral to maybe break into a place and steal food?
I wouldn't have an issue with the morality of it, but I would have an issue with if I got caught, would the consequences be worse than the rewards? I mean, isn't that the plot of Les Mis? He breaks in to get bread and then ends up being a prisoner. And
yes, yes.
406711, what is it?
24601?
Yeah.
Mona, fake fan.
I know.
Well,
I mean, and the six.
So you're saying it's not really a moral problem because morally... It's fine.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is I think for a lot of people, they don't even, a lot of people wish they could just go off of their morality, but the legal consequences outweigh being like, oh, well, you know, I believe this is right in my heart, because you're like, okay, well, I don't want to get arrested, which does show the limiting power systems in our
society. I mean, if your family's starving, that's not really like a choice to not do something about it.
You have to do something about it. And I guess
if the only avenue.
No, but I'm saying, but the I guess I feel like the question of what to do isn't, oh, what do I think is right? It's okay, what am I gonna get out of the decision I make?
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of times it isn't, morality doesn't have a chance to come
to
into
speak
the
up.
Yeah.
Yeah, very fair. Because people obviously probably don't want to steal.
Yeah.
But if they can't help it, like, it's just what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And then in that case, it's like, well, does that person deserve to go to jail? You know? Do they deserve the punishment if their moral sort of reasoning is really sound?
Well, I think both of us, our personal opinion is that jail is, what's the word? Usually stupid.
Yeah. Punitive justice. Over rehabilitative justice,
yes,
and restorative justice.
That's the fancy way of saying it.
I mean,
we love academics.
A lot of people, it is my belief that in many cases, like, you have to look at sort of why people do things instead of just saying, well, this is what was done, and so this is how we're going to process that.
I think that's so true, and I think even if you don't look at why people do things and you just are like, okay, this person broke the rule, if you really want to benefit society, locking that person up isn't going to do anything.
True. You haven't found the reason why they broke the rule.
Yeah, and even if you don't care about the reason why, you haven't fixed the problem at all. Like,
and it's just going to happen again.
It's, yeah. I think of all our broken systems, the prison system is
definitely
such a complex one.
Yeah.
There's so many different considerations.
There's definitely some big money in it.
Oh, there's,
but there's
the
also
money, there's the discrimination.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
Of course.
Lots of,
and then there's
good
also
books
just
I could recommend on. I mean, the new Jim Crow. Some people describe it.
That's
a popular book. I was reading it for a class. It's definitely a good one. The School to Prison Pipeline.
That's another good one.
But then there are people who counter it. There are some people who have written against the new Jim Crow and say that's absurd. Yeah. At least in calling it the new Jim Crow and saying, well, maybe that's not the best terminology or phraseology to use. But
interesting. Okay, but what about... I don't remember my question. No, I was going to say... What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say also just psychologically looking at prisons, I feel like, you know, if you look at like the Stanford Prison Experiment, that's just like... It's terrifying that the roles people play within systems can so greatly influence, like, their sense of self and their sense of responsibility and who they are.
True.
I don't know. So much. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like this is, oh my God, this is such a good time to play This Is America.
Fair.
Because This Is America covers a lot of those kinds of, you know, a lot of the messages about police brutality and the prison system and race. And this is another one where we really wanted to play it. It has exactly one swear. So we're going to play the clean version, going to spare your ears. And let's do that.
You ready for it?
Yes. This time we will not play the wrong song. We've learned from our mistakes.
Indeed. Let's see.
Oh, so smooth.
We just want to party.
I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah.
Shift. So obviously that song is, you know, very jarring to listen to on purpose, but
true.
I think it's a good example of a song that, you know, isn't intended to sound pleasant.
Sort of a wake-up call song.
For sure. Whereas this kind of protest song is intended to kind of be more like not powerful, that's not what I meant. What's the word? Kind of
peaceful,
like,
protest. Peaceful,
but like kind of more join us, like, pleasant to listen to in a way that's like, you know, join this movement.
True.
But I think both songs serve important.
True. There's so many ways to protest because there are legal ways to protest.
Music, I mean, can totally be a form of protest.
Yeah, definitely. Music and art, fundamental forms of protest.
We love art. We love using art for important social causes.
The Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, I'll plug this a little bit. I'm pretty sure they're still running an exhibition on propaganda, especially in World War II.
Oh, actually,
Which I checked out. I went, and...
Yeah, me too.
Lots of fun.
It's really interesting. It's very educational while also being very engaging.
And art, yeah.
Well, I think that's another challenge of, you know, protest movements, and it's like, how do you keep it engaging and relevant to the audience while also sending an important message?
Yeah.
Because if you just are like, I'm going to lecture on X, Y, and Z, that's not engaging.
True.
Speaking of important social issues, let's go to Noah's favorite social issue.
Welcome to the climate section of today's
show. So as we know,
show.
The climate is dying. It's in trouble.
Apparently, I was reading this very lengthy article about trying to remove textbooks from schools that mention climate change. That's going on in Florida at the moment, and
Florida.
Potentially in other states.
Don't do that, Florida. Come on.
But I read that only 60% of Americans in 2018 believe that climate change is a man-made event. Which
that's a little disturbing.
A little disturbing.
It's not great.
Considering...
I don't like that.
The... recently at Tufts, there was a speaker who came, Bill McKibben, who is very involved in the fight for climate change and to resist climate change. And he talked very heavily on civil disobedience. And he was like, people, I am calling on you to come out and break the law and get arrested with me.
Damn.
And Mona.
Oh, sorry. Is that not allowed?
We'll see.
If we get kicked off, you know why. It's because I said damn. I think that's interesting because you wouldn't expect climate to be an area that requires such action outside of the system. But it's crazy that something as supposedly peaceful and uniting and non-divisive as the earth that we all live on can have such a divisive effect.
True.
Because of people's silliness, in my opinion. But okay, so what? How would you civilly disobey?
Sure.
Climate laws.
I mean, there's all sorts of things you can do. The Keystone Pipeline, for example. Mm. Going in and using your body to physically block fossil fuel, transport, infrastructure. There was an oil tanker headed up to the Arctic because the administration has allowed for Arctic drilling to happen in Alaskan coastal drilling. And people got out in canoes and they blocked a river and they prevented a big oil rig to stop from going.
Yes. We love that.
But I mean, technically, that can be a crime.
Interesting.
So...
okay, do you think that part of the reason it's easy to encourage people, though, to engage in civil disobedience in terms of the climate is because the climate is less kind of identity charged? You know, if you tell... there's less... you know, it's not... it's not a question of your race or ethnicity or gender or other parts of your own identity that can be attacked. It's more your like role as a citizen of the earth.
Well, I mean, I would say it's debatable that people are impacted sort of the same way by climate change. I would say some people do.
I'm saying they're not impacted the same way. Is that why it's almost easier to be like, you know, use your body to protect the earth because at the end of the day, it's like not your own identity that you're...
it's something broader.
It's something broader.
You're not fighting for necessarily yourself. You're fighting for...
for a bigger cause. And also, but then what I'm trying to say is then if, you know, if someone tries to fight back, they're not retaliating against a part of your identity. They're retaliating against your cause. Like, it's less personal. If you're like, well, what if I go out and, you know, I break the law to fight for my right as a woman, but then, you know, that part of my identity gets attacked in the process.
Mm-hmm.
That's a more kind of vulnerable, scary idea than, okay, you know...
if they attack you, they're attacking climate change as a whole and not you. True. That sort of personal, like, trauma that one might suffer from being attacked is maybe less prevalent. I think that's maybe a fair point.
Interesting, because I don't know. I feel like, to me, it just seems so logical that we would protect the earth.
True. I mean, it's where we live. It's where we do everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So, one of our friends is having a comedy show tonight. So, Mona wants to go make it to that.
I'm going to sign off to support the friends. We've got to support each other in all our efforts. But I'm so glad that our second episode, with a few technical glitches, we still made it through.
Mm-hmm.
We had some interesting discussions. This was hard to discuss. it was difficult.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to tackle.
There's so much to tackle. I feel like last week we were kind of just like able to talk about our like own experiences and kind of just connect it to little things. And this week it was like, these are such broad ideas. How do we tackle them?
True.
In 1 hour with two college students.
But conversations that shouldn't need to happen, I would say.
Of course.
I argue.
Very true. We listen to some good music. We'll see what Noah... We'll see what Noah does. I'm glad that As I Leave Hamilton is playing, because I fought for the heavy presence of Hamilton on this playlist. But yeah, we'll see if anyone has any suggestions for what we should discuss next week. We would love to hear them. Any songs.
True.
Noah,
any requests? Yeah, you can call in 855-915-9636 in these last 7 or so minutes.
Don't go too rogue.
I won't.
Bye, listeners. Bye, Noah.
Farewell.
Bye, parents. Bye, grandparents.
Enjoy the show, Mona. That was American by RuPaul, sort of a song with ideals about us all sort of coming together and being united under that sort of shared identity and respecting all people and remembering that sort of above all, we are people and we all deserve fairness. Just a reminder, this is Mona and Noah Save the World. Now just Noah Saves the World, I guess, as Mona's departed. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. I will leave you with Glory from the movie Selma. I think it is maybe a little self-explanatory and hopefully a powerful song. Thank you for all the listeners out there, and I hope you have a lovely night. See you next week.
Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh, now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight on to the finish, and then when it's all done, we'll cry glory, oh glory, oh, oh. We'll cry glory, oh glory, oh.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord.